I think Coach addressed it in here. We got to work to get better in the red zone. I'm out there, calling the shots as a quarterback, so I got to do whatever I can to get better in the red zone. I think Coach addressed it once again. It just got to make sure that we're better down there. Once again, he addressed it as a quarterback and the leader of his offense. I got to make sure I'm better down there.
He had a lot of targets that didn't go through in the end zone. What was going on? Recovery caught out of bounds, a couple
that we get. He's a big target that creates some matchup issues, and we're going to make sure that we try to attack those matchup issues as much as we can. That chemistry is still growing. We're still developing our relationship, and those plays will get in, and we'll get over that hump, and he'll continue to grow into one of the better tight ends in this league.
Do you feel like this was your best game?
I think every game so far, I feel pretty confident that I was getting better, and this is I was able to play the whole game, wasn't bench, wasn't in a situation in which I was turning the ball over early in the game. I got a little rhythm going, so yeah, I think this was my best outing yet.
What changed it?
Yeah, we had a good rhythm going. I think we all game planned pretty well, and we're all pretty focused and executing our job quite well. I don't know if there was a drive out there in that first half where we didn't feel as if we had the lead, and we were dictating where our offense was going. And I think that we were able to come back out with the same mentality, the same confidence, and kept that rhythm going. Oh, yeah, I had it back.
Was that one you looked and thought, if he makes a play, great, but I'm not going to risk an interception?
Exactly. Down there is touchdown, check down, throw away. And that was a situation where, you put it high enough to where it's in our hands or in no one's hands. We ended up with 3 points, and that's a win for us. Absolutely. This is about not only my confidence, but earning the respect and trust of my teammates. And I think that it's obvious that in that bye week, there was a potential acquisition of another quarterback, and that, that puts a little pressure on me and with the relationship with my guys. And in order to prove to those guys that, I'm the guy and I'm going to be here for a while, I have to have good play, good play at practice, good play in games. And I think this was an opportunity for me to come out here and prove to those guys that no matter what happens, this is who I am, and this is how I'm going to play, and I'm going to go out there and continue to get better every time I step out in the field. Nah. In this league, if the flag is thrown, it's a PI. If it's not thrown, then it's on us to make sure we're making plays. He came off to the sideline and, said, the ball's in the right area. We just got to make sure we're coming down with this.
When you came in here with the Ravens, what did they tell you what you had to do in order to come down?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a specific protocol that they had to go through. I had to get an X-ray to make sure nothing was cracked. They evaluated me. Was able to reduce some of the soreness and felt as if I can go out there and play, and was able to step back out there.
How difficult was it because the offense was really humming before you get that hit, and then it stalled when you were out. How difficult was it to come back in the game and try and reestablish that momentum that you had right away, especially because you were down one score?
Yeah, I was able to, when I was doing all that protocol for my rib, was able to, keep up with what was going on. They gave me a good rundown when I stepped back out on the field and exactly the looks they were having, and I was able to go out there and maintain the rhythm that we had. This chemistry and the relationships that I'm developing with these receivers keeps getting better each time we're out there. And when you can step off the field for, 30 minutes and still go back out there and still have that same chemistry with your guys, I mean, we're still, putting the balls exactly where we want them. That shows the growth that we have. That shows that we can go out there and be one of the better passing teams in this league.
With Corey Coleman coming back next week, possibly, do you see him pumped up about the rest of the year?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm very pumped with the guys we have. We're getting better each week, and I think that this game is a little glimpse of what we can be. We still have some plays out there that need to be made with myself and with other guys with the balls in their hand. And, you know, when you add two guys out there who are going to contribute to that, we're always excited. I think the next opportunity is always the best opportunity. No. You know, I'm not a what-if guy. When I'm out there playing, it's my job to do my job to the best of my ability. And when I'm not playing, it's my job to make sure that the guy who is out there is playing to the best of his ability. I'm not a big what-if guy. I just know that it's on us to execute our job whenever we get our names called. You'll see that throughout a whole game. You know, you have a tight end go down. You have a tackle go down. You have running backs who are going in and out. When your number's called, you got to be ready to go. And I think that we are doing a good job of that with the mix and the match and with different guys who are out in the field.
When you guys are working on 2 minute stuff in practice, when there's 15 seconds left, do you guys think you can run two plays in that
line? That's not on me. You know, it's on the rhythm of the game. It's on understanding the defensive concept that they want to do down in the red zone or wherever we're at. Once again, that's a situation in which I need to be better in and making sure we're scoring earlier and not even getting to that 15-second mark. And we'll look forward to, you know, reevaluating how we're going to go about that and once again getting better. You know, that's the defense's job. Anytime the clock's rolling, they're going to try to stay on top of you. They did a good job of making sure that we can get up and get the ball snapped to kill it. And, you know, it is what it is.
Coming back from a rib injury like that, getting back to the game, do you think that you score some toughness points with your teammates and something like that?
Once again, it's all about earning respect to your teammates. And anytime I step out on that field, whether it be off of an injury, whether it be, you know, the first snap of a game or a simple practice rep, I'm always trying to do whatever I can to earn the respect of the guys who have continuously proven that they're, you know, their ability is good enough to be out there with me.
Good.
Thank you, guys.